have found the Business Broker Growth Show with your host, Jason Cutter. This is the podcast for brokers who are ready to stop hoping for deals and start growing their pipeline. Our goal is to bring you strategies, stories, and insights that will be a catalyst to move you quickly from transactional deal makers to trusted advisors. Time for Business Broker Growth.
So here's something to think about in this new era. It's not about audience size. It's not about going viral. It's not even about being an influencer. It's not about attention. It's not about content or courses. All of that is information. And in that category, everything is easily replicated by AI. We're no longer in the information age. We are in what I'm calling is the instant answer age. Being the person who has the information and doles out that information for attention and followers will lose money in the new economy. Yes, information is power, but if that's the case, then that means AI and Google all have the power. And so if that's the case, where the person who has the information doesn't have the power, what is the power? Well, power comes from knowledge and wisdom. Information, you can now consider, is 100% commoditized. Instead of audience size, being an influencer, creating content, the key is to be an authority. Information is incomplete. Information gathering assumes the person knows what to do with it and how to apply it. It also assumes that somebody knows what to look for in the information they're trying to find. For example, having the information on how a car's internal combustion engine works is one category. Knowing how to take an engine apart and then put it back together takes another experience. It also doesn't help if you don't know what's wrong with your car to even search and find out what it is and how many people really want to do that. Here's the key. It takes the practical application of information in order to be successful at something, whatever that something is, which is called wisdom. Wisdom is that practical application of information. It's that experience that turns information into knowledge, and given enough experiences, turns into wisdom. The wisdom that you have on a topic that you have lived is what people need now. It's the wisdom built on the battle wounds that have healed, because wounds turn into scars, and only if you survive the battle of experience, you have those scars, which means you made it. And that, my friends, AI cannot replace. Now, as a business broker, that probably started with you exiting your own business. You have experience over years of facilitating successful transactions and watching unsuccessful ones die for various reasons. That experience is not something that somebody can get from straight content or AI or chatbots or even a book. Now, of course, writing a book about a topic or creating a course is good. It is part of the authority process. It's a part of that flywheel. But understand that that no longer serves your audience as enough info. It shows you're an authority, but it should really signal that they need you. Instead of large audiences that you are trying to provide content and value to, the shift should be instead being an authority. It's building your trust authority status within a smaller group, a more refined audience, not trying to be everything to everyone or feel like your value is in the vanity metrics of social media or email campaigns. Instead, realizing your value is in the information your audience gets and then what they do with it. And what they do with it should hopefully be that transformation that people will realize they really want and need from you and your help. AI can't provide transformation. Courses are a shallow attempt at transformation. Books can lead to transformation for that select group of readers that read a book, put the content into action as part of their journey. But that's very few people who really go all the way with something they read or a course that they take. You see, your value is the transformation that you offer. It's the application of your knowledge to help someone in a specific way with a specific situation. That's wisdom. Before a seller ever speaks to you, they look you up. They scan your name, they search your LinkedIn, they read your last few posts, and in about 60 seconds, they decide whether you feel like a trusted advisor or just another broker. Most brokers never see that moment, but it happens every day.
That's why we built the Digital Impact Assessment. It's a structured evaluation of how your online presence actually shows up in four ways: authority, positioning, visibility, and engagement. And if you want to know what sellers are seeing before they book a call with you, just remember you can't improve what you don't measure. All right, now back to this amazing conversation.
In a specific way, with a specific situation. That's wisdom. That is being a guide and not trying to be the hero of the story. When you create content about yourself, you are trying to play the part of the hero.
If you're listening to this and thinking, I need this level of authority, I just don't have time to build it, that's exactly what Business Broker Growth does for you. Most brokers know that they need consistent content, better positioning, and real digital visibility. They just don't have the bandwidth to create it or the systems to keep it going. That's what we do here. We build that whole thing for you. The content engine, the visibility strategy, and the authority signals, everything we've talked about here on the podcast. So if you want to add impact without adding another full-time job to your plate, go to businessbrokergrowth.com to learn more about what it could look like for your business.
When you create content about yourself, you are trying to play the part of the hero. When you use your wisdom to be an authority that facilitates transformation in others, you are now a guide. In this current instant answer age, being a trusted authority beats attention. Yes, you need to entertain to get and keep people's attention. But your goal isn't to be an entertainer. Entertainers require constant viral reach and constant feedback. Authorities need clear expertise, trust signals, and educational, transformational content. Entertainers create attention. Attention creates viewers. Authority shares wisdom and transformation. Transformation creates buyers. Now, since authority is not about audience size or attention, the value is in the focused content, message, and transformation. And if you want quicker traction as an authority, it comes with a more specific focus. Not, quote, help business owners sell. Instead, it should be the expert on helping founder-led businesses that generate between $1 and $5 million a year navigate the process of successfully turning their businesses into wealth. That is specific. That is wisdom. That is authority, if you can back that up. Now, another aspect of the instant answer age is that information is now free and unlimited. There is basically no cost for information anymore. If you have access to the internet, you have access to pretty much all of the information available around the world. But when something becomes unlimited with unfiltered access for the masses, the trust level goes down. Look at the stories of hallucinations by AI, where it fills in the responses with made-up information. Google any subject and read all the sites that come in the first two pages and responses. You'll find information and arguments for all different angles. And since there's no policing of information anymore, trust is not guaranteed or even implied. If information is available to support any point of view on a subject, then who do you trust? Authorities that have earned the right to be trusted will be the go-to on that topic. Their credibility, their battle scars, as I mentioned, their experiences, and the facts that they have to back it up will lead to trust. Now, a trusted authority is what people crave when they don't know what information to actually trust. When it comes to being a business broker, your main audience, business owners, are dealing with a typically once-in-a-lifetime event that has no basis in the experiences they have built while getting to this point in their business. Nothing they have done has trained them for this exit event. No AI or even a course will prepare them for and equip them with the skills they need on the field, during negotiations, in phone calls, meeting with a buyer, and so on. This is not something to be left to an online search or social posts or ChatGPT. When you own the authority category for your target audience, you are the guide that they come to trust, a guide that helps them accomplish their mission as the hero. Now you've become a trusted authority that doesn't focus on reach or attention. You are the expert that has the scars to show their experiences and how it would help that hero accomplish their mission so that they can be successful. And in this age of overwhelm of information, that's what people are looking for. So make sure as you're creating content, you're building your authority flywheel, that you're focused on the kind of messaging and content that's educating, providing wisdom, and doing a lot more and different than what somebody can just find online. And while you're doing this, while you're focusing on being a trusted authority in your space for your ideal clients, also remember to be very careful when watching the vanity metric. The likes, the comments, the shares, the follows, the downloads, the views, all of those are good on the surface, but do not let those lack of results stop you from creating more and more trusted authority content as you build your flywheel, because you never know. And in your business, it generally only takes one person to find your content and then see you as the trusted authority, reach out to you for help as the guide to help them accomplish their mission.
Thanks for tuning in to the Business Broker Growth Show, hosted by Jason Cutter. If today's episode helped you think differently about how to build your pipeline and grow your business, share it with another broker who's ready to make the shift from hoping for listings to engineering them. Join us again for the next episode of the Business Broker Growth Show, where brokers become trusted advisors.